to achieve, you see, $100 million in order to achieve that amount of money, you may spend, you see, $100 or $1,000 or $10,000 or $100,000 in order to achieve bigger aim. Now that's our usual way. Now you see, due to get a good salary, you have you sacrifice your hard work. Like that. So you see, that is our usual way. Therefore, here in this case, if we properly think or analyze, then the majority's benefit or the right is much more important than this single one person's right. So now it is absolutely right. The one single person's and the sacrifice of the right of the single person's in order to help the majority. That is right. Chaldwara. Now think like this. So I usually call, you see, that disha. That dosheni. Samushi dos migwe samushta tongsta.
So meditate in this way now. Reflect this way in meditation.
See
that whether your mind naturally goes to the side of the greater number of people. And as an unbiased observer, consider your own self-centered self there on the right that neglects the welfare of so many other suffering sentient beings and merely tries to look after oneself.
Right.
Though both have the equal right to get happiness and get rid of suffering, when you consider it, there's no question that the more important side is the majority, the greater number.
Right.
Even if from this point of view one cannot rise to the point of cherishing others more than oneself, at least one can begin to see that it's not suitable to neglect others. We have the power of human judgment. We have attained a human body, we have the power of human judgment. If we use it only for our own self-centered purposes and not for the sake of others, we are nothing better than animals, aren't we?
I think, you see, in some cases, the certain animal, you see, they remain with community, right?
Mm-hmm.
Such as, you see, and these things, they are, I think, less selfish than human beings. So, you see, from that viewpoint, we are worse. Right. Even worse than those animals. So now suppose we are higher being. We have human brain. We have human heart. So suppose we are higher being than those, you see, animals.
But we're poorer than even these destitute animals.
If that is so, we must act.
Thus, if that's the case, since we have a higher form of life, we must do something better with it. We must have some higher thought.
Now, further, and even more, Okay. Another reason, or another, you see, furthermore, if we look on world history, you see, the animals, you see, thousand billion years, you see, animal world is there, human world is there. But if we look history, the most, you see, tragedy, most of the war, most, you see, killing and bad things, mainly the decision.
Who is it that's done this?
Mainly by human beings. No, that's all miserable.
It's humans that make the mess.
Tang azu terik esa, azu zaman ini dikali ya, azu ma li ya, siapa sih tang kaya kaya.
Nowadays, there's a whole lot of talk about war.
You see, thousands of people live under constant fear of nuclear war. That is reality. Now, who made this and fear, right? Mm-hmm. Again, not animal, right? Not other being, solely by human being, right? Mm-hmm. Sana dene yendi ngone ya samjik tambe ina monru di kangwa cheba di mi di gi zawa re sha ma to na to semja li ya zigus ge dege la ha monru kangwa cha cha ba worst of cha cha ba worst of cha di mi thanda re sha ma to animal thanda to bod re shi chinga ba ba da
no I don't think
all right no.
Well, I'll say what I think he said, and you can correct me.
I think this is enough. Mainly for human benefit.
Yes.
So, the result of war, you see, many animals, will kill. But we do not take botheration for these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
We solely concern for human being, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you see, question is, just that meat and that is ready. Not a meat and that is ready. Ngarangzu samjai tegu shakoyati. Ngarangzu shakoyati jik da thui.
Now the mess has been made by humans, and.
All right. Now you say, the main point which I'm trying to explain is that now here you see the key point is entirely depend on human being. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The important is the human being. So you see, we must act. Then they into the around me, as a higher being, she being higher being, mean the Timbachi, as a Yerushawa.
If we really think about it, since we're higher beings, we have to do something in accordance with our higher endowment.
So now you see, now the point is now. Now, you see, oneself must serve or help other being because other being is infinite. Now, how can we serve or we help other being? At the moment, we ourselves remain under domination of mental defilement or wrong thought. So without our own kasure, ta ngarangzu khudo tidichigle meba mil rocha ya khagor ba.
Without ourselves being in a better position, it's very difficult for us to help others.
Ta dana mission yu meeting yi mit ndeli ya pen illiteracy ta illiterate ni michili ya ta mona rocha lobjon shte rocha wa chuna nya lo sosu di shaba shkor ba.
For instance, if one is going to help people who are illiterate and give them education, oneself has to become literate and gain an education.
So su mila labya cha sang xianbe qing xianbe tan ne en mila labya guan ra chi ju de ma to de men de ta shi mi du ba.
There's no way to help the other person unless one trains and educates oneself first.
Now similarly, You see, in order to help other being, infinite transcendent being, we must achieve Buddhahood. You see, the Buddhahood is the highest being who really qualified in the sense, you see, the helping other. That one, Miller, Raja, Chakin, Samala, that one that qualified.
In terms of having all of the factors necessary to help others, a Buddha is the supreme type of being. Thus, in this way, one generates an attitude wishing for the highest enlightenment of a Buddha in order to be of service to other beings. And when one has this attitude in an unfabricated and naturally strong way, this is called the altruistic intention to become enlightened, bodhicitta. Then as I recite the stanza for this altruistic intention to become enlightened, you should feel that whatever altruistic intention to become enlightened you have, you're going to take up and make firm, make stable. And you should repeat this stanza after me 3 times. You should imagine that there's a... You should imagine that Shakyamuni Buddha himself is present. And that I am like a messenger or emissary of him. When I came in, I bowed down to this throne. And I bowed down because the throne is the place of the teaching of doctrine. Thus, it's not because of the greatness of the person, but because of the greatness of the doctrine that is to be explained from the throne that I bow down. When Buddha himself set out the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, when he spoke it, he set up his own throne. The reason for this was to show respect to the teaching. In the Buddhist teaching, the person is not the main thing, the doctrine is. With respect to the doctrine, it is said one should not rely on the word, but on the meaning. And then with respect to the meaning, not to rely on meaning that requires interpretation, but on the definitive meaning. And then with respect to the definitive meaning, not to rely on dualistic conceptual understanding, but to rely on exalted direct perception. Then as I repeat this stanza as a messenger from Shakyamuni Buddha, you should, as I recite it, you should repeat it with a sense of strong determination. The first sentence to be repeated is, to Buddha, Dharma, and the Supreme Sangha, I go for refuge until enlightenment. This is the statement of refuge, and it should be done within the context of having all of the causes of the refuge that is common to the vehicles. Then the next sentence is, through the collections of my giving and so forth, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all beings. One in the form of a wish or prayer or aspiration is declaring an intention to attain Buddhahood through the power of one's collections of merit and of wisdom. Usually where there's room, the people repeating squat. The Buddhists who are doing this would squat down, but there's no room for that here. Therefore, the Buddhists should put their hands together and repeat after me. Others can just remain watching. Then within reflecting on the motivation, as I've been talking about, it causes it to appear to your mind, and with strong determination, seek to attain Buddhahood in order to be of service to other beings.
Now please recite after me. Sangye Chodam.
Sangye Chodam.
Choge Chonamla.
Choge Chonamla.
Changju Pardo.
Changju Pardo.
Dani Gyabsuchi.
Dani Gyabsuchi.
Dage Jinso.
Dage Jinso.
Kibe Chonamgi.
Kibe Chonamgi.
Drola Penger.
Drola Penger.
Sangye Rubarasho.
Sangye Rubarasho.
Now this is first recitation. Now second also follow as before. Sangye Chodam.
Sangye Chodam.
Choge Chonam La.
Choge Chonam La.
Changju Pardo.
Changju Pardo.
Dani Gyabsuchi.
Dani Gyabsuchi.
Dagi Chinsu.
Dagi Chinsu.
Kibe Chonam Gi.
Kibe Chonam Gi.
Rola Penjir.
Rola Penjir.
Sangye Rubara Sho.
Sangye Rubara Sho. Then with the third repetition, with even stronger determination, think with great stability and force, I'm going to achieve Buddhahood in order to be of service to others.
Oh, yeah. Please repeat after me. Sangye Chodam.
Sangye Chodam.
Choge Chonam La.
Choge Chonam La.
Changju Pardo.
Changju Pardo.
Dani Gyabsuchi.
Dani Gyabsuchi.
Dagi Jinso.
Dagi Jinso.
Kibe Chonam Gi.
Kibe Chonam Gi.
Drola Penjir.
Drola Penjir.
Sangye Rubara Sho.
Sangye Rubara Sho.
That's
the altruistic mind generation, the aspiration toward it. There are many stories of Buddhas, of Shakyamuni Buddhas, repeatedly generating this altruistic attitude.
kasore maung balang ngaran ju juli ya ta sim sim ji pe nam ji ya ta lam mi zo jang ko ban to ya ge sa ben dong cha yu.
And here we have established or planted the seed of our own development of the fully qualified intention to become enlightened for the sake of others in the future.
Oh yeah.
Having generated such an attitude, what kind of practice or behavior is one to engage in? One should continually have a good mind, a good heart. Even if one cannot, despite having an attitude of wanting to help others, actually bring about help to others, one should at least not harm others. I usually say that all of the Buddhist teaching can be included in two sentences, which are, at best, if you can, help others. This includes all of the teaching of the Mahayana. And then, if you are not able to help others, then at least do not harm them. This includes all of the teaching of the low vehicle.
Yeah, yeah.
Then at the end, I'll give you the oral transmission of for the recitation of the name mantra of Shakyamuni Buddha.
And
as before, please repeat after me.
Om Muni Muni.
Om Muni Muni.
Maha Munaya Soha.
Maha Munaya Soha.
Om Muni Muni.
Om Muni Muni.
Maha Munaya Soha.
Maha Munaya Soha.
Om Muni Muni.
Om Muni Muni.
Maha Munaya Soha.
Maha Munaya Soha.
Now this mantra, if you can, then recite 100 times. Or if not, then like if it's 21 or 11 or 7 or 3, like that. So recite. That will be useful. With a big rosary. Doesn't have any control.
That's it.
Thank you. That's the dedication.
At the end, I'll do a dedication of a virtue.
Sanam de tamje sewa ye goba tone genye dade de kada nada cheve loto seve sole do do yo jabe bawe jeda jamba da kundo sambo de ya de jen de da genye jezo dalo jen kewa de da tamje loto
If you ask what is the meaning of the dedication, one, we're dedicating the virtue of the session so that all beings could be released from samsara, from cyclic existence.
Then any other sumbatigi, Donna, any papa and jambeta, Udu Sambolos of Watada, the Melam Kadiji Tabanashi, any name Melam Tanashi Tabin, small Tanashi in Saturation.
And then in the second and the third, one is saying, we are saying that we will do the dedications of virtue just as Manjushri's, Samanta Bhadra and so forth did their vast dedications.
Now again, you see, finally, you see, as a Buddhist, you see, we are our own master. So things entirely dependent on our own hand. So if we want happiness, we must be a good human being. If we do not want happiness, then all right. That doesn't matter. All right, thank you.